We're just riffing right now. When are we recording?
You want to rap?
We're recording.
We're recording right now.
Oh. But it's, that's how it works. We just kind of
just roll right into it.
Go into it.
Yeah, you go into it. Like, why
yeah, we
wait?
We usually do an intro song.
Why wait?
There's an intro song. So Jared's gonna play an intro song right now. Yeah, are you gonna sing on top of it,
yeah,
or is it just a musical piece?
I don't have to. What? Well, how
hey
do you
Bill.
Feel?
Hey
well, I'll wait to hear what you do.
Do what you want. Do what you want.
Do what you want. Okay, here's the intro. I lost my steam. Intro. That's the only word I know. I forgot all the other words except for those I just said. Other than intro, I remember words like I forgot every word that I said. I remember all those words. That's a meta song.
A meta song?
That's a meta song?
Yeah. Does anybody want to add to this song?
Sure.
Okay, Andy.
Take her away there, A-Bone. It's the first time I've ever said A-Bone.
Introductions are my friend.
Introductions are the end.
But I'm not sure, it may depend.
It may depend
on your status
of living.
Because you have a stipend. That you're living on.
It's minimal. I can't even cook a proper pasta.
Shit gets
we
weird.
We continue
over here.
Singing,
shit
even
gets
though
weird
Jared
all
stopped.
All the time, Billy.
No, Jared, please.
No, Jared, please. Oh, fuck, that
don't,
was funny.
Don't belabor the song, Jared.
Okay, so this right here is the whatever podcast.
Hey, Billy, will you do an intro for us?
Like, just say. Yeah. Welcome to.
No, do what you just
introduce
did.
Us. Are you good at skateboard?
Introduce
Billy?
Us.
You should.
So introduce everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's here or
no,
the
no.
whole podcast?
Like I want to introduce fucking... the people because okay. I have a special introduction.
He's
I do.
Away.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the whatever what. Damn it.
This is why men shouldn't have cellos while other people are trying to introduce things.
Yeah. The guy, you know, that jumps in by a bungee cord into a
I
party
thought that
with
was the intro
cello.
Song.
That was
yeah.
the intro song?
It was. That, was,
that was pretty intense.
That was good.
That was
like,
intro too.
Yeah, like that as if a duck there. Was getting chased by a fucking
gorilla monkey.
That's really weird because that's exactly what I visualized.
Yeah,
when I
a duck being chased. Oh, lights.
Lights
we
are going
out. We
just
blew a breaker. Oh, we're good.
Hit back
okay.
on. That
so
means the
like
duck was caught.
We're still recording, right? Because this is fucking gold.
Every time
but
a
everyone's
light
blinks,
Jesus
to
blows his nose.
What did you say?
I'm going to shit on this podcast the entire time I'm here.
Please don't.
Just make
or
this
do.
Like, what just fucking that? Crap on this entire podcast
I,
the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I ate like this huge fucking chili cheeseburger earlier today. and I'm ready to crap on this podcast. I am so ready. So
that's a literal interpretation. I like it. And I'm yeah. going to hold you to that statement. Ladies and gentlemen of podcasting audience, Jared will take a deuce in the middle of this podcast.
Are we going to get raincoats?
What?
Is it going to be everywhere?
No, this
it
isn't
might be
Gallagher.
A dookie
it's
volcano.
Just a dude who just wants to poo. That's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And for the listening audience, too, we have air fresheners that we're going to hand out just so that when they listen to this podcast, it won't smell.
So if you go outside, there's like Christmas lights that light up like a cross.
Yeah, how yeah. creepy is that?
I don't know.
Dude, walking in here, there's just this giant cross. It seemed like, has anyone seen the movie Red State by Kevin Smith?
No.
I have not.
Oh, dude, for no bullshit. Check that movie out. Kevin Smith, he's like the Mallrats guy, the Clerks guy,
right,
makes
right.
comedies and goofy shit. He made this movie, and it's about like this guy who's like Phelps. Up in Topeka,
swimmer.
Yeah.
Like that was his like
swimmer.
Swimmer. No, no. Is
no,
it Phelps?
Fred Phelps. Yeah.
Fred Phelps. Ah, okay. What's the singer's name? The monkey
the singer.
Not Michael.
No, the swimmer.
The swimmer.
He's a swimmer.
What's
Michael?
The,
oh,
Michael
Phelps.
Phelps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Fred Phelps in Topeka,
yeah.
the religious guy, and
are
he created
uncles?
This character based off of Fred Phelps and this actor he loved from dusk
till
dawn.
He mixed them.
From dusk till
well,
dawn.
Well, he like this was his whole idea. He wanted to center a character in a movie around this actor. It was crazy. So anyways, this actor's playing a Fred Phelps type like guy who like who's like a preacher, like a fucking conservative crazy preacher. And like in the movie, these kids are like buy sex on Craigslist or something, and they go to this place and they get kidnapped by this fucking crazy I hate right wing because that seems like you incorporate so many things, but these crazy
and they're not
conservative
birds.
Christians, let's call them.
Uh-huh.
And they get like drugged by this chick who said she was gonna fuck them, and then like this whole like it's not like a horror movie, but it's like a thriller, and you're like, that's crazy.
So this chick is part of the right wing conspiracy, like
she's part of the super Christian group. Yeah, she drugs the kids and they pass out and they end up in like this dungeon under a church, and like it gets violent, like crazy violent, and you're like, anyways, it's crazy, but it was a Kevin Smith movie, which made it nutty, you know, because I was like, you know, Kevin Smith's all laughs and stuff, but this was like, whew. Like Dogma was a funny premise, cool premise, but this great premise, relevant premise, and fucking scary, and it was Kevin Smith, like scary. No,
it's
laughs.
Supposed to be his departure from comedy. In,
I wonder if I do you think that's better, like if he just keeps going down that path.
Sure, I mean, well, as a director, you might as well explore different territories.
I think that it's bad to put a person or a director or anything into a box and say, this is what this director produces, you know. This is the style that they produce, you know. And so anything that somebody can do to step outside their whatever they've produced in the past, you know, or do something different, I think is really... Power to you.
In some cases, though, I mean, he could be pretty hit or miss. Like, did you guys ever see Jersey Girl?
See, I didn't mind Jersey Girl. I'm
Wait,
fucking horrible. Yeah,
that
I know.
Was
I didn't
a romantic
it.
Comedy. It
I didn't
a,
mind.
It was his foray into chick flickery.
Did you see Zach and Miri make a porno?
Yes.
That was same chick, but Jersey Girl was.
Wait, that
way,
wasn't a chick flick.
Well, it was supposed to be like a romantic comedy. Oh. Is what his idea was, but they had a lot of porn, so it made it more Kevin Smith.
So it was like an appeal to the male audience through
the
porn
romantic thing.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is a good idea, but.
But the romantic comedy aspect was buried beneath the titties.
And the fucking shitting all over that guy's face.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's quit talking about other people's art.
Yeah,
art.
I don't
really Zach, like and, Zach and Miri make a porno.
I don't like plugging videos that aren't associated with this.
Fuck yeah, with this, with all four of us, have to be in any sort of movie we talk about. We can't talk about any movie for the rest of the night unless all four of us have been in it with title roles.
Well,
like,
little do you know, I was in Red State. I was the
yeah, but the three.
I
of
was
us
the taint clipper.
I was the taint clipper.
I.
Oh. Oh my God!
I did the wax and Jenny did the faction.
I had the clothespins.
I was an extra in Independence Day.
For real?
Also, Kevin Smith movie that we mentioned earlier.
No, that's a Will Smith movie. A different Smith.
Oh.
I thought they were the same person. I'm sorry.
Or was that a moment?
I thought that fat white guy was the same as that skinny black guy.
Were you referencing a moment in your life?
Yeah.
Independence Day for me, and I was just an extra.
It was my Independence Day. It's
no, but for real, like Jared, you were in Independence Day.
No, I was the runner up. I was the
you were a runner up extra. You were on a waiting list to be an extra.
Yeah, if the
oh my fucking
if the
God,
ugly
that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Wait, did
an
they
extra is so irrelevant, and you were on the waiting list to be irrelevant.
I
not
feel,
only that,
I feel pretty important.
There was a contest to be an extra because you were a runner up. I mean,
yeah.
Speaking of the contest.
So the contest
was. Where
were
you lacking? Like, what judge? The Russian said, yeah, 6.7.
Yeah, well, like, it's just. I was just having a bad hair day that day. And, you know, the contest was how many things could you fit into a shopping cart? You know? And So,
what scene in Independence Day? So, required
on that note, was shopping. Like, for putting things in the shopping cart, was it important?
There
like
was
how
a scene in Independence
were,
Day that required
how
mass
was
shopping.
It quantity how many? Or quality? Or
see, I.
Were you
it's
to
just how many,
children?
However many
was
you could put in there.
Was it Independence Day, or was it that show where you ran around a fucking fake grocery store trying to shop?
Here's
real
the catch:
quick.
You can't fill a shopping cart up with M&Ms; they'll just fall out. You know, you can fit a whole bunch of M&Ms in a shopping cart, but you can't put it. So you got to have things that have to be big enough not to fall through the cracks.
Marbles. No.
But small
so you
enough.
You need
to
a lining
a
around
in.
Thing to you know, trap everything in.
Like a trash bag.
A pool
of
groceries.
Six 6 weeks I worked on this trying to think this out, plan this out, and try to get
like
as many things in the shopping cart. Yeah, and then the morning of the contest, I spent 20 minutes in the fucking bathroom trying to get this fucking hair, this hair lip out of my, you know, and I missed it. Missed the contest.
You were trying to get the hair lip out of your hair.
I don't know.
Yeah, the hair lip.
Is that anything like a cowlick?
What's a
hair
lip?
Yeah, the cowlick.
A hair lip's is like a walking phoenix. Where it's, there's like
a walking phoenix. That's your description?
I know some deformed babies phoenix. That would be upset like, by
he's
that.
Got
oh,
a hair
yeah,
lip.
That other
non-relevant. That weird fucking...
I thought...
You got that scar up there?
I thought that was
isn't
like
that
a...
Is that what a fucking hair lip is?
Yeah, a.k.a. Yeah. Lip toast.
I think you can also call it a feet Niles walking board.
Well, obviously, I have a different definition.
Was it ever lip bread?
I thought that was like... if a person is born without the cartilage here. What is that called?
It means they sat against.
I mean, underneath your nose. You know, when you're born and it's not connected, cleft lip. You have a cleft
lip.
Oh. See, that's what I thought. But
okay,
but
what's
when
a hair
they,
lip then?
Yeah. What's a hair lip?
Cleft lip is more like the polite term for it.
And a hair
lip. Hair lip is
slang.
Slightly slang. Yeah. Yeah. And janky
so
face is
hair
the
lip
worst.
Is the nigger of deformed people.
Yes. There you go. Just spill it all out, Canadian.
That
Billy.
Was I've said some of the most horrendous shit today, like just racist
right.
And like. Do you want to?
We
I
are
say
never
a joke
racist on
that
this
I thought
show.
Was pretty
sure.
Funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today no racism we were talking
exists.
Like we were at the bar today and we were saying it. Some fucking awful stuff. Well, I say we were. I was saying some awful stuff. But
it's because you're louder than everybody. You didn't
am
give
I
anybody
loud
a,
right
a,
now,
a
Jared?
Chance.
Am I too loud?
No, I'm kidding. Just no. I'm saying in general vernacular conversation,
you get
Bill.
Excited, you get hyper, you got to roll with it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Maybe you should start shooting coke into you for it.
That'll help.
It should.
Don't let okay. anybody know that.
So we were bullshitting around, and I'm like,
right.
Don't do
I was
that,
like,
kids.
You know what I'm tired of? Jews accusing people of racism. I mean, they're not a race. It's silly.
It's a religion.
To fucking call that racism. You know, to make fun of Jews or to be mad at Jews, that's not racism. It's common sense.
Well, it's like...
The whole time you were explaining that joke that you were leading up to, I was like, is Billy surrounded by Jews? Like,
No. I was making a joke. You were bitching.
You were just making a joke.
All religions
right,
are fucking silly.
You have to
like,
beat him up
no,
his car every morning.
Fucking... It's common sense to hate Jewish people. They're retarded.
Wow.
I'm trying to be as offensive as possible.
Right,
I don't think
that.
They're retarded, but just any... Okay, if you don't call them a race, any religion that is considered by the
this
majority of people to be
joke,
God's chosen people, if you're in a religion that is chosen as God's chosen people, then that just gives everybody else on the planet a reason to hate
you.
You
know what's silly you about know, being one of the chosen ones? You can convert to being chosen. You can choose to be chosen.
Why do they call them Jews,
isn't that
though?
Crazy?
Like,
if you're already chosen, you wouldn't have to convert. You'd already been chosen.
That's like,
but like,
that's like choosing to be appointed. That's like choosing
yeah,
to be appointed.
That's like, I choose
which does
to be
happen.
President
yeah.
in a democracy. You can't choose to you have to be voted. You can't choose to be
no,
chosen.
You don't.
The votes are rigged, man.
Yeah, you don't have to vote to get to be
so
president.
It's,
well, okay, but all right.
You
so,
have to be voted in is what I'm talking about.
So I understand what you're saying about Jewish people, but let me say one thing in defense of my people. When I converted to Judaism.
When you converted to be chosen.
Yeah. I started reading the Torah and I was studying it and such things, but I can't be chosen because I have a tattoo.
And you love pork.
Yeah. And actually, all the above, completely false. I have no tattoo and
do
I don't like
do
pork.
Do we need to do introductions or anything for this?
We already did.
No,
Tim's a
no,
Jew.
No, we haven't done them yet.
We yeah,
haven't
we haven't. Okay.
Let's let people know what they're listening to.
Okay,
just not
well,
fucking a couple of retards.
In that case,
well,
ladies and gentlemen in the podcast audience, I am pleased.
Okay, no wait, we gotta do the intro song. We haven't done the intro.
Okay,
song.
Okay, let's do the intro song first.
See that the other song that you heard before? It was the pre-intro
that was the
song.
Yeah, the pre-intro song.
Everything
pre-intro
before
song.
This
intro
song,
song
right
song.
Now
okay.
will be erased.
Okay,
okay.
So forget
ready?
What you just
Here it
heard.
Is.
Except for the part about Jews, that'll be all kept. And then we'll mention Billy's address at the end.
Burn your crosses here.
Come and get your matches.
Intro song. Jews, are they a religion? Are they a people? I don't know. My boss is a Jew. Nobody tell her about where to download this podcast, or I might lose my job. Yeah, fuck it, I lose my job. And I'll collect unemployment like a Jew. If a Jew lost his job in America, cause anybody can collect unemployment. But some people collect unemployment more than other people.
And
like
most of those people are Jews.
Mexicans.
Okay.
Welcome to the Whatever, Whatever, the Men's Scrapbooking Club podcast. You guys are joining us on a very special occasion. I am pleased to announce that in the studio with us, two overwhelmingly special guests, two people that I've been waiting forever to have on the podcast. The first person, of course, is Mr. Jarrett Young.
Right here. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, you know, and it's this is my first podcast, and I am just elated to be here. Mm. And it's I feel a connection with everybody here and with the audience, and I just want to let everybody know that I'm having a great night.
And thank you, Jarrett. The second special guest, hailing all the way from Wichita, Kansas, Mr. Tim Rogers.
Tim Rogers, yes. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Tim
thank
Rogers.
You. Thank you for inviting
thank,
me.
Thank
to be
you
here
for being on
once
the,
again
on the podcast.
I feel like this is like the fourth or fifth podcast I've been on.
Really? Because
yeah,
I thought because you're a guest.
So should we get right into it tonight?
Wait, you forgot to introduce Brent.
Oh yeah, well Brent's not here tonight because he's a little
him?
Under the weather. Yeah, let's call Brent right now.
Yeah, because he has to be introduced. Yeah.
Before we actually introduce our real special guests, let's just jump right into calling Brent. You guys, we'll get to you in a second. This is part of the style of the Whatever, Whatever podcast is that you may never actually be introduced. Will you guys speak just briefly for a second?
Speak briefly for a second.
So just talk while you're like, oh, we're not. Like,
I just want
you guys speak briefly.
I just want the audience to hear the voices of people who aren't introduced thus far.
No, we don't need names.
Hello?
Brent Duncan.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Brent.
Hi.
Brent, guess what?
What's up?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Hey,
Brent. That was
hey,
a good one.
Brent, we're recording a podcast. Guess what? We have two special guests here tonight. Can
sorry.
You guess the name of the two special guests?
Is one of them named Billy?
No, try again.
Nope.
Is one of them named Brent?
Yes!
Is the other one Jarrett?
No, he's not here.
Oh, that's good. I always thought he marked it up anyway.
What are you doing, Brent Duncan?
I am here.
What?
Why are you not here, Brent Duncan?
I have a cold. I have a head cold if you can't tell by my strange-sounding voice.
We can't tell.
You sound great.
You sound like you're on a cell phone.
Thanks. I take that as a compliment. Who is that?
Terrible service.
Oh, that's Billy. He's sitting here on the podcast with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's Billy Walsh.
Billy, what's up, Billy?
Smee.
Does that mean you're a subject matter expert?
Oh, Tim,
so,
I meant to ask you something.
What are you
we were talking
about
last night.
Oh, hang on.
What's
let me tell Brent to hang on.
Yeah.
Brent, hang on. Billy wants to ask me something, even though I'm on the phone with you. Yes, Billy.
Oh, this might be like a whole fucking fraternity thing that I can't talk
about. Brent, this might be a whole fraternity thing that he can't talk about. Do I need to hang up with
Scout's
you?
Scout's honor.
No, I think.
Do you want me to hang up with you?
In a worldwide
wait, hang on.
Nah, this will be. I don't think it's that. I think it's funny. I can't talk. Like, now that it's recorded, like, I just, and I want to do it.
Oh, go on with the
up,
fucking
like,
story. Okay. Just tell it. Yeah, go.
No.
The goat vaginas?
It was about the friend or foe thing.
Okay.
Is that legit?
About a goat vagina? You know, those are,
friend or foe. Tap
wait,
on the vagina three
wait,
times.
Did you
and
think
then
goat
ask,
vagina?
Are you friend or foe?
What?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Do you think the vagina is a friend or a foe? I like booty holes, so.
Booty hole.
Is that a question for me?
I don't know. I what's going that. On right
do you
now?
Have a,
my bad.
Do you have a question for us?
I got a question for Brent.
Jerry has a question for you, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Okay.
What? How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
I couldn't quite catch that. What did he say?
He said, how's the weather in your neck of the woods?
He caught a cold burn.
It's fine.
Was it chilly today?
I got a candle burning. It keeps me warm.
Yeah. Do you use that instead of your furnace?
Yeah. I just put a little tiny fan and air duct system all over my house.
And gasoline on it. To make it bigger than just a candle.
It's very innovative. For sure.
Yeah, it heats up a pot of water, a tiny pot of water, and then I get fusion.
Hey, Brent. We have a recipe that we developed that we're going to unveil a little bit later, but is there any recipes that you want to share with us right now?
Oh, yeah. I was cooking earlier, and I was also making candles at the same time, and I took some of the candle wax, and I mixed it with some water, and
well, that's
I stirred it up real good.
Sorry.
And then I took a sip, and it was delicious. So I guess wax and water.
Wax and water?
How long do these podcasts
is that food
last?
For
it,
a bee?
Was it good?
About 2 minutes.
It was okay. Yeah, like, I can kind of feel like it moving through my system. The wax isn't quite. It doesn't quite melt at body temperature. And after it went down, I mean, it was pretty hot when I drank it. But after it went down, it got into my system, and now it's like solidified, and I can feel it moving. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if you're a warm-blooded, or if you're a cold-blooded animal and it happens to be 180 degrees outside, this might be the drink for you.
Brent, I have a couple questions for you related to your recipe. Number one, did you know that I was going to ask you that question?
No.
So you basically developed this recipe before you knew I was going to ask you that question.
Right.
That was not my second question. My second question, or third question in this case, do you know what my recipe is? Can you guess what my recipe is?
No, is it? Oh, no, don't tell me. It's not wax and water, is it?
No. Hang on. I'll give you a hint. There's eggnog in it.
There's eggnog in it?
Uh-huh. What do you think the recipe is based on that hint?
Is it eggnog and water?
Yay!
See, right there, you would need, like, a camera that saw that we wrote down eggnog and water.
Brent has guessed the recipe for the day. It's eggnog and water.
How did you know that? Are you in the room?
Hey, hang on, Brent. All right. So, based on the conversation I had earlier with Jared about what the what the three ingredients are in eggnog and water, in eggnog and water, what do you think the three ingredients are?
Are they eggnog and water?
Yay!
But that's only two ingredients.
Shut the fuck up. He got it right.
There's eggnog and water.
If you tell him he's wrong, he's going to get sicker.
Really?
So it's a mental illness.
You have to be encouraging during illness.
Egg is the first ingredient.
Egg.
Egg is the first ingredient.
Second ingredient.
Second ingredient is nog. Spelled with two G's.
Jeez. I got my syllables all with you, Woo.
Yeah,
third ingredient,
you messed,
obviously.
You fucked up the syllables.
You put the wrong, syllable.
H2O.
The long emphasis on the wrong. On the wrong.
Okay,
syllable.
And then how much of each?
A dallop?
30%.
The proper amount.
30% per year. Brent, any final
10 parts
thoughts?
Per million?
Any final thoughts?
I don't think I had a first thought. Can I get a first thought first?
Asking somebody to have a final thought is like asking them to die.
Do you want
to
have a second thought?
Could you never have a thought again?
Should you second think?
Second
final
thought.
Call?
Yeah,
after
you never
this
have
one,
a
you'll never think ever.
Are,
what's
are
your
you
final thought?
Well,
I'll never think
now?
About this.
Are we going to play
is
some
my time up?
Are we going to play some swell music for you?
Could Could you please make a musical swell so I know it's ending?
So this is like an uncold song.
Your another time
song.
On stage.
Another
like song.
The opposite of like a rain dance.
Here's a song.
Uncold song.
With a tribute to our friend Brent. He's not feeling well. We hope it is something you like.
Well, I just hope that y'all
presenter for the Best Actor Award, Sheryl Crow. I'm Sheryl Crow. All right, Brent, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Brent.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. I wasn't expecting this.
I was
not expecting that you weren't expecting it.
It was a thing to do. It was on the to-do.
I wasn't expecting you to have a cell phone.
We've done the recipe. And called Brent.
All right. Well,
yeah. And I'm sure if anyone's still listening,
there's a
they
list.
Can't
okay,
we'll
do.
There's a list. We lied. There's a
all
list.
Right, bye guys.
All right, bye, Brent.
See you, Brent.
Bye, Brent.
Bye,
bye.
Much
bye,
love, sir.
Bye, Brent.
Bye.
Bye. Brent, bye.
Bye.
Brent, bye.
Hey, see ya.
Brent, bye.
Hit your external button first.
No.
Bye, Brent. Bye.
No.
Bye.
No.
Off the phone.
Bye.
You first.
No.
Bye.
You first.
No. No, I'm staying on this phone.
No.
Who's going to hang up first?
All right, we're hanging up.
Who's going to hang
You're
up first?
You're charging up my minutes.
I'm not. No. I'll pay your minutes.
This is international minutes, too.
Okay, pay my minutes. You stay on the phone and pay my
minutes. I'm going to pay your minutes for the whole year.
What if
Fine.
You got a call? What if
I
you call?
Hope you have $5 because that's what it's going to cost.
What if you got a call 911?
What if you get another call on the other line?
What if you
get
a call?
Let me put you on hold. I just lost my arm. I got to call 911.
Oh, shit.
Bleep.
No, Brian, I was joking. Oh,
he hung up.
See, that's a true friend right there. You tell somebody you lost your arm, he hangs up on you.
He's like, okay, go get help soon.
That's the only
time.
As
opposed to, let's be arguing over who should say bye last.
Oh, shit, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
True friend.
Sometimes you can't. It's hard to find.
Hey, Jared, are you getting up? Can you grab me a beer, Timmy?
Yes. Twosies.
Okay, whatever you're in your way back.
Not in any hurry.
All right.
Jared, how long have you been here in this crazy little workspace you call your fucking
it's been
homestead?
A couple years, probably.
I like it. It's a crazy little place.
I know. Yeah, well, it's
and
the only...
And you sleep up here?
Yeah.
Do you want, like, the 7 people who listen to this podcast to know what your apartment's all about?
It doesn't matter to me.
You guys said a studio earlier.
It's a studio. I mean, it's a one bedroom. There's a bedroom back
there. No, he was saying more like a studio, like our podcast studio. Like,
oh yeah.
Huh. We're all at Jarrett's place.
Yeah, but
listeners.
It's kind of studio-like. You know, it has some attributes.
Because there's microphones.
Yeah.
Is it because there's microphones?
It gets us close.
And a soundboard.
Yeah. What else do you want? There's
that
also,
is a studio.
There's Liquid Courage.
So this could be a studio within a studio. If it was a studio in a studio
within
apartment.
A studio, then it would be like the
but
movie
the,
Inception.
The so-called, the so-called clutter, though, actually causes there to be less reverberation.
Yeah.
And so that makes it a deader space, which is very good for recording.
Put that
so
in your pipe and smoke it, Billy Walsh.
Studious studio
with
within
us.
A studio.
Who called it clutter?
I just said so-called clutter.
Yeah, so Billy called the clutter.
You know,
he,
I mean, there's just stuff everywhere.
I never said clutter.
I mean, it's not really clutter,
like,
but...
I was calling it a studio.
I like
a studio within a studio.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I like it. I like to be able to be wherever I look, there's some interesting things
in
there.
Yeah, I love this place. This is a great place.
There are a lot of interesting things.
Interesting things.
Maybe we should each go around one by one and say something we see in the room.
Like something that was someone else's Europe?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Andy, go. You're first.
Oh, man. Okay. Not quite
ready.
Oh,
Andy's here. He never got introduced. Andy McMillan.
I know. I was going to introduce him.
France.
But let's wait a second.
Yeah.
Well, so don't
hold on.
Can we wait after the segment?
Hey,
wait till after the segment.
Can I not point something out that's cool in the
room?
Just
point.
Trying.
Yeah. Okay. Do some pointing.
If you look at this wall over here, there's like these paintings with like this ox man has just a really bad underbite.
Hooey pooey.
A woman in the water of robes, it looks like. And on the, you know, below that is, it looks like a woman with a penis.
A woman with a penis?
Yeah. Crucified on a cross.
I thought you were going to get beer. Timmy, when you came back.
Oh, shit.
That's not exactly what it was. It is a woman.
It's not what that is.
Keep going, Andy.
She doesn't have a penis.
I can't see that far, but it looks that far. So, and then there's a soldier there waving a flag of newspapers. Oh, okay, I can see a bit better.
Not really, I turned on the light.
There's flying robes and angels behind this person, and an ox man. Yeah, with wild white hair, I think. And then to the... I'm still going. Is that... I don't know. There's a lot of paintings, and they're really psychedelic, and it's interesting. There's a... Looks like a Roman soldier walking a... what are those called? A golden retriever. That's what those are called. Yeah, there's like four duck angels flying. No, three. Sorry. Flying in front. Yeah, duck angels. They're angels, but they look like duck angels.
They do look like duck angels, really.
Yeah, come on.
What is a duck angel?
You're with me. Okay. And then you have like these fish statues below them that are crawling on the floor. And there's a wishy-washy painting. And then a painting that looks like a...
Is this how in-depth you
pool ball with lava. No, but you asked, you know. And, you
that's
know,
fine.
I'm just trying
go
to
ahead.
Be specific. Yeah. I saw the paintings because I have big eyes.
Abnormally big eyes?
No, they're normal size, but I saw a lot more than just one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, would you register that you have normal size eyes?
I would register that.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing
so
with
one
you.
Time, one time I tried to get into a bar, and they were like, how old are you? And I'm like, 18. Or it was like, yeah, 18 or 19 or whatever. We were in fucking Texas trying to get into a bar, and they're like, are you sure? What color are your eyes? Like, they're looking at my ID, and I'm like, hazel? And they're like, green. Are you sure you're 18? And I'm like, what do you think? I want to sneak in the bar to smoke cigarettes? I'm like, I'm not coming here to drink, you dick lick. Like, you're looking at my ID. I told you I was 18 and I got my eye color wrong, and now you're holding me up for that? Like, you're not going to let me into your place? It's like, no, okay, fine. I'll go start my own rave across the street in another random place where age doesn't matter. Why are you being so senile?
I had a similar experience one time. Okay, I'm just going to roll into this story. One time I went to a bar in Lawrence when I was going to KU, and my driver's license says I'm 5'6", because when I went to get my driver's license, I just guessed. I didn't know how tall I was. I said I'm 5'6". So I give my ID to the bouncer.
You didn't know how tall you were?
No. Who knows how tall they are? When I was 16, I had no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I know, because any respecting male would know how tall they are. So anyway, so I give my ID to the bartender. Bartender puts it in his pocket. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's like...
And that was your legit ID.
No, it was a real ID. I was 21 years old at the time. He puts the ID in his pocket, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's like... There's no way you're 5'6", I'm 5'5", you're not an inch taller than me. Because I was a little bit shorter than him. And I was like, well,
it wasn't even age, it was your height that didn't get you.
Yeah, I was like,
you must
be this
tall to get into this bar.
I know, I was like trying to fucking get on a ride.
That's fucking funny. Oh my God.
Okay,
you're
but
lying.
What was awkward about it? What was awkward about it?
It wasn't the age, it was the height.
I'm at least an inch taller than
you. He was like, I'm 5'5". There's no way you're taller than me. And so I'm like, well, sir, what you don't understand is when I got my ID, I didn't know how tall I was. Funny story. And the guy's like, you're a fucking idiot. This is a fake ID. And like, luckily my friend Alex was there. And Alex was like, dude, he's 21. Give him his ID back. And then for whatever reason, he was like, I believe that guy. I probably because
so
Alex
did,
was taller than
he
me.
Did he flare his chest out? Because
he was taller.
I'm the dominant male here.
He's like,
flare
okay,
his chest out. He's
this guy's
21.
Enough.
Let him
this guy's at least 5'8", 5'9". I trust
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I trust this guy. He's 5'8".
He wasn't like the bartender. The bouncer was a thick African-American male.
No, they don't come
and Alex
way.
Was a fairly thin, I would say sunken-chested, pale white guy. Sorry, Alex, if you're listening to this, which you're not.
Sleep on a bowling ball as a child?
Anyway, so flash forward to 2011. Specifically, two days ago, okay? I'm talking to my coworker, John, and John is telling me how he just measured himself, and he said he's 5'6". Well, John and I stand eye to eye.
He was measuring something else.
No, no.
And you're like, he stands 5'6". I'm like, ugh.
John and I are standing eye to eye.
So that means you are 5'6".
That means yes. The other guy was lying.
And John was like, I was like, no, dude, I'm 5'3". You have to be 5'3". He's like, I just had this conversation with my parents a couple nights ago. I'm 5'6".
Really?
And I was like, fuck that. I'm measuring myself. So I went
out over a conversation.
I went and got a tape measure, and I went into the conference room that has white walls, and I made a mark on the wall with permanent marker where my head is. I hope nobody from work is listening to this. God damn it, I'm getting myself in trouble so many times in this conversation.
That fucking marking will fuck you.
And then I took a tape measure and measured, and I'm fucking 5'6" and a half.
Wow.
So I was right when I guessed. God. I was wrong for years thinking I was 5'3".
Wow. You're growing.
The bartender was wrong, and then I was wrong later when I declared to John that I was 5'3". Anyway, 3 inches difference.
That's
not a big
fucking
deal.
That's so crazy.
So what else do you see around the room, Andy?
I already got my chance. Okay, so the last mention I had was the lamp in front of it with the note card. Or the
okay,
the
Jared, it's your turn.
Yeah, someone else.
What do you see in your own house?
I see a tote with some boards leaning against it. And below that, there's a box full of these wooden stamps. Woodcuts.
What type of stamps do they make?
There's all different kind of designs and letters and numbers.
What are they for?
I use them to make designs on my book covers.
Oh shit!
Just like so, I don't have to draw it out like the shape. I don't have to draw two all the time. I just have to stamp a two. You know? Yeah.
Can you give us an example for the home audience?
Well, the other example would be you have to
visual
take Asians.
Or yeah, Asians.
You could either stamp it or you have Asians.
Can you show us an example? Which is by grab a oh, okay, is this what is this? Is this stamp?
It's an 8.
There's a picture for everyone.
It's a number 8.
Whoops.
That was a poor image. So this is something that you've carved out of wood using like a chisel or something.
Yeah, you use a X-Acto knife to begin with to go around. You just draw with a pencil. Just draw your image on the board, and then you take an X-Acto knife and everywhere the pencil went, you know, you cut that out with the X-Acto knife. And
it almost looks, yeah, that's crazy.
It almost looks like contest worthy.
How do you get the different colors in there?
Oh, well, this has just been printed with multiple colors over and over.
Like a picture from something crazy?
Well, this is just it's just a stamp. That's all it is. It's not even the picture. It's
you can't
just
contest
a stamp.
That. You can't contest.
This is what makes the picture.
So the raised part of the wood is what actually stamps on whatever
you're
stamping
on. The raised part of the wood is what actually prints.
Raised wood.
You could put ink. You know, you put paint on everything. You know, but the only thing that actually stamps is the raised part of it.
Right.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's cool.
And that's called address number art.
Address number art.
Yeah.
And that's what you use it for, right?
Yeah. Making address numbers.
It's huge in the
hey, where do you live?
Industry.
I can paint that as long as it's an 8.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I also see this
this is
stick.
Why this motherfucker needs a fucking video camera.
This is a pretty crazy stick, and Tim will take a picture of it.
It's a stick that looks like a
No, I won't.
It's like that stick looks like something out of Beetlejuice.
It's the ultimate.
That movie with Michael.
It's the ultimate kebab. Ah, roaster.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, I guess you could. You could inhale and or
like
accents.
I don't know, but it's
an Irish accent.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah. What do you need to go there?
If you look down at it like that, that's what I took a picture of.
That is that's the image of my nightmares.
Right there is a weird stick held by Brent.
You know, it's kind of like
it looks like a flute.
How am I doing?
It's kind of like fucking what's at the bottom if you uppercut somebody off the bridge of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they fall down and
the
impaling part of the game.
The impaling part of the game.
Yeah.
Can I go next on what I see around Jared's house?
Okay. Now, next to say what they see around Jared's house is going to be Tim.
Jared, I love when you're improvising something, you tend to stomp one of your legs, yeah, which is mostly unnoticeable, except that you were stomping the grate on the floor that houses the heating element.
I gotta stomp my leg because that's what triggers the thoughts in my head.
It's a nervous habit, but I love it. Okay, so looking around the room, And then your chair breaks. You need to lose some weight, fatty.
Yeah, that's the chair. I did it. I've done that before.
Too many tamales.
No.
Okay.
Happening again.
All right, so looking around the room, I see a small stack of condoms. There's about five of them. And they look like they've been, like, chewed on the corners. Like, you're trying to open them, but you didn't get to them.
I don't see that anywhere.
They're kind of messy, too. Like,
yeah, I was making jokes.
There's, like, some substance on the outside of them. I don't really understand the substance. I'm trying to take a picture of it. My camera's not working.
Tim, I don't know what you're talking about because I can't see anything like that anywhere.
No, it's right over there.
Which way are you looking?
I'm looking by the wall that's over there. You might be familiar with
which
the wall.
The north wall?
You might call it the chewed condom wall.
Width wall. We got to
keep where I discard my chewed condom.
I think I would have noticed that when I went to clean
probably,
my apartment.
Probably,
sometimes
yeah.
You got to decorate.
You got to tell me that you've never gone down the chewed condom aisle at the grocery store and picked out the right set
Rumple
of chewed condoms.
Smear skits?
I just use it for decoration, like Andy said.
Yeah, Andy, you just use me like decoration.
I've never been down the chewed condom aisle, but sometimes when I go to the playground, I go down the chewed condom slide, which is a little bit different.
Ends in sandy syringes.
Yes, the sand syringe slot.
It's kind of a tongue twister. Envelope, fucking castle.
You want some candy?
Hey, Tim, can you go ahead and narrate what I'm about to do?
Okay, sure. Jared is opening what appears to be a switchblade. It's actually a butterfly knife style pliers. He's pulling what appears to be a flute out of his tripodal base to a bench.
See, this is where shit gets weird. And it's I couldn't imagine someone not seeing this, knowing what the fuck you're talking about.
Make total sense.
Hard
to
follow.
At least one person out there.
This is like, what the fuck are they talking about? I'm glad you're taking pictures of this flute fucking...
Well, that's what teaches pictures.
What are you trying to say, Billy? That people don't understand what's going on,
people don't have imaginations anymore? Do people not have imaginations?
Maybe they should follow up with their brain mannerisms.
I can't fucking understand what you guys are talking about most of the time.
What's a moment where you haven't been able to understand what's going on?
Was it in Chinese? Because we're not.
Okay, one time you guys asked a question with half a question, and Dylan responded with half an answer.
Well, okay.
I didn't get it.
Let me ask you this about that situation. When was it that you weren't?
This is what I'm talking about.
No, but seriously, on a serious note, when was it that you weren't?
I don't even know the answer.
Billy almost fell asleep when I asked that question.
Billy, just answer the question.
I couldn't X out of this podcast because I'm sitting here.
Hey, can you not X out in person?
Is that the proper terminology?
Yeah. Close window. Close this window of reality.
Mom, don't see. Don't look.
Do you ever have dreams where something really bad is going on?
Yeah.
No, I don't even dream anymore.
And while you're dreaming about this shit going on, you're like, okay, this is just a dream. I want this to end. And then it ends, and you're like, thank God, it was a dream.
I'm hoping that's what I'm in right now. But it looks like life most of the time.
Well, I have this fear that someday, like, somebody's going to pull a gun out of the bank and start shooting people.
Gun out of the bank?
At the bank.
Oh, at the bank.
Or, you know, it could be in a safety deposit box.
In the bank. Yeah.
And they start shooting people, and I'm like, I hope it's a dream. And then I get shot in the chest and I die, and I'm like, I didn't wake up from that.
Are you worried about death?
I'm not worried about death.
Not at all?
Like, a small part of me is, like, yes, but mostly no.
How, like, do you guys talk about yourselves, like, your real lives, like, on this podcast?
Or? Yeah. Well, we talk about dying.
Yeah, that could be serious.
So, like, okay, well, you have Jude, right? Good kid.
Correct, yes.
You got a wife or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, lady friend.
Friend at home. You're not worried about dying?
No.
Like, my only worries about dying is if, like, how much will it cost to dispose of my corpse? Or, like, I'm still underneath on my car loan. But, like, You know,
why would you worry about your car? Like,
you can always let it.
Well, because someone has to take care of that, and the car's already depreciated once it fucking drove off the lot. We've all heard that before. But what I'm saying is, are you worried, like, with having a lady friend and a child? That doesn't bother you at all? Like, not
well, I
because he's young. Is
he materialistically,
young?
Like, when I pass away, life will go on just as it always has.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
In terms of them, yeah, they'll mourn my loss, but they'll get over it eventually, hopefully.
But you don't worry about, like, you could have, like, the longer you live, the more you can provide to them.
No, well, not necessarily, because what's going to happen is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and what good does it do anyway to worry about it? It's not like you can prevent it from happening.
No, well, you can't prevent it, but you can appreciate the time that you have.
Okay.
And fucking,
well, that's fine. But
that's why you, like, do what you can every,
you
know, day.
No,
too.
It's just a weird mind. Like, but, like, people aren't, like...
But the problem
maybe
is
I'm
people,
just a worrier.
The problem is people become enslaved. They enslave themselves by fear, by allowing fear to overcome them, because they do things that they wouldn't normally do if they were just set out on the earth to live and that's all their purpose was. Then they would do things differently than if they knew at every turn they were going they could die at any moment, you know. And so that's
why the Tibetan Buddhists have a practice of, it's a mantra. It's not something they practice all the time, but it's something you visit occasionally. That is, I may die today. And it's not, I could die today or I can die today. It's, I may die today. It's more of a imminent possibility.
And it rhymes. It goes off the tongue a little bit.
Yeah. Today. Except I don't think they say
I
like that in
die
Tibetan.
Today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It would be totally different.
But the theory is that, like, I may die today brings you to some sort of more of an appreciation of life.
True.
Yeah. Which may actually be counterproductive, because appreciating life may make you counter death.
Well, and you get into some,
what does it say? What does it say?
It says
there?
It doesn't matter how big your penis is. All that matters is that there is a penis and it exists. I'm just an intermediate node.
All that matters is there's a penis and it exists.
Oh wait, no, sorry, I was reading the wrong
so
thing.
Much better.
No. It says now listening to Ween, Quebec. Was that a moment? Like,
Wayne, Quebec.
No, the very bottom one.
Okay, developing the processes.
Very bottom. Very bottom.
Life
oh, way bottom.
That sucks the hope out of the individual.
There's like a rap song in the middle, like, you gotta give to get. You also must learn to sacrifice and give up something because you can't have everything.
Developing the process.
Can you unpack that phrase for us? Life is a leech that sucks the hope out of the individual.
Yeah,
what
yeah
does
that
mean?
That's just a real. That's a thought that's thought by a person. That's a, or that's just what you think when you're in a really melancholy state, you know. And that's like, it's just like a encapsulation
it's
of
a bit green gray in the area.
It's like
is melancholy
the
like
more
just
you know,
sad or
here,
is it like neutral?
Here it is. It's the more you know, the more you understand that you can't. You can't change.
You
can't
do anything.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. So, but before you didn't know very much, you were all blissful and you were like, oh man, I got all this potential. I can do anything.
Yeah, but if you think about
it. But then you know more.
Well, that's that whole ignorance is
bliss. Earth turns at 60,000 miles per hour, right? We just
don't
recognize it because we're like pulled to
the
center of gravity.
Here, go back
to the
beginning. You said what moves 700 miles an hour?
The Earth moves at the rate of 60,000 miles per hour.
Just don't talk when other people are talking.
No, it's good, yeah.
Just don't talk ever.
Hear it out. So the Earth is, you know, they're spinning the entire time. So it's like this concept of energy. Like
yeah.
The Earth is energy because it's pulled from energy. It sits with energy, etc. And the Earth moves in itself based on the way the entire galaxy coordinates, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not a gypsy. So.
But if
anyway,
you were.
But if I was, I might know a better answer. But so the point is that, like, it spins, right? And the entire time it's spinning. And you have all these things that happen and maybe cyclical things, right? So this word, the term cyclical, like people like bell-bottom jeans. Oh, man, it's 1997, and people like bell-bottom jeans again. What the fuck? Well, it's cyclical. So that's the definition of cyclical, minus the bell-bottom jeans. So the point is, man, you put good energy into the world, eventually you see the good energy come back. Put good energy into the world, eventually
that's
good energy
good.
Comes back.
Yeah, so don't care about what's going on around you. Just put in good energy. Just try to infuse
everything. All you can do is contribute as positively as you can.
Just
and
do
you
your
watch
part.
It come back. You watch it spin around, and you're like, man, I had a Ford Focus. I bought it 12 years ago. I treated it like shit. Motherfucker still runs.
Cool.
Why? Why? Why does it run? I don't know. Maybe because I put oil in it. Nope, never did that.
That's amazing.
It was all your positive energy that required them focused
to
run.
You spun it into
years.
The 60-mile, 1,000, you know, wetter. I can't even do English right now. That's because it's just so fast.
Because it takes 24 hours for you to get back around to where you were before.
This might be a good time to introduce to the podcast Andy McMillan.
Oh, yeah.
This
Welcome
being
to
the fifth
podcast.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
He
thanks
might be the first special guest to hold the honorary title of latest introduced podcast guest.
Yeah. When you're always late, it's just part of it. You have to introduce the dude after the introduction starts. I'm just not setting high expectations for later calls when you guys are like, fuck it, we're
Chris,
starting.
We haven't introduced Billy yet.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, we did?
We introduced that fucker earlier.
Okay.
What's the...
He's going to be the loud one.
Since we're not doing this visually, can I just explain Billy's appearance at
the
moment?
Yes, please. Please go.
It's cracking me up because I'm not sure if you're like Jim Morrison's best friend.
Yeah.
The guy that wasn't in the magazines, the guy that rolled up the cords.
What?
Exactly. But so the point is, if I gave you a bucket of water, could you change it into wine?
No.
Okay,
man.
Well, you look like you could have done that in a movie where you played Jesus. Not baby Jesus.
A beard.
You know, so I was thinking of baby Jesus the other day. Uh-huh. And baby Jesus doesn't do anything for me. Like, everybody thinks that if you pray to baby Jesus, like, it's funny. But praying to baby Jesus doesn't gain you anything, because all the baby Jesus wants to do is suck on Mary's tit. And that's not productive for my immediate issue.
Exactly.
Typically.
What's your immediate issue?
I don't know. I'm going to pray to, like, teenage Jesus, because I think he'll always agree with my fun side. Like, yeah, man. He
he's at
skateboard off a building.
He's at that really that rebellious state.
Yeah, he's at the rebellious state where he's like, I don't want to be a carpenter, Dad. So anyway, Billy's appearance. Flannel, jacket, hair down to his nipples, jeans, and some 97. I think those are my grandfather's tennis shoes.
Actually,
he asked for him back today, but he could barely speak. So we were just asking questions of, like, Grandpa, are you sure you don't want to eat? And he was like, Billy has my tennis shoes.
He's got my tennis shoes. I can't eat without my tennis
Billy
shoes.
Billy has my tennis shoes.
Wait, so was Billy hanging out with your grandfather?
No, no.
And
no.
As he left the house, he donned your grandfather's shoes.
No, I think it
and
was.
Now
I
your
left,
grandfather
I left
is ever looking for.
So I think it was one of those things where Jesus turned water into wine. Billy turned.
Cheetos,
a smoky sweater that smelled like grandma's smoky house, into a
Cheers.
Pair of New Balance tennis shoes.
Wow. Is that a byproduct of having long hair that
I
you have those abilities?
Going to grandma's when there's like tons of smoke.
Is that like it's like a Samsonite to strength?
It is a Samsonite. No, so I don't know. So Billy's hair, I think.
You think that's where Samsonite came
Billy,
from?
Billy, do you have really good hearing because your ears are muffled by your 8 inches of hair?
Well, no, like my hearing is irrelevant right now because I'm fucking like
so everything's
just
loud?
Like I can't understand what you guys are talking about.
Chinese,
it just gets weird.
Oh man, that moment right there where you took a drink of water, it's such a Mitch Hedberg. That's who you fucking look like.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll cut my hair.
No, you should get some
motherfucker.
No, he's hilarious, man. You should get some aviators though and wear them around and be like, man, so the other day I was at the mall, and I walked by the escalators, and there was a sign that said, sorry, temporarily out of order. And he said, oh, you don't need to be sorry. You've just something like that. Anyway, said,
you're
Mitch
fucking
Hedberg.
Describing a joke.
Exactly.
You're describing
exactly.
The joke the way he would
See,
tell the joke.
Mitch Hedberg, everybody, just cut me off. And he's going to tell his own joke. I was only given a description of the joke. I wasn't
telling
the joke.
That was funny, the way you were saying that. You were describing the joke with the Mitch Hedberg voice. And then he said, like, the way you were describing the joke was just deliver it. Do your impersonation. It's a funny joke, but just do it in the Mitch Hedberg.
No, it
Don't
was.
Don't describe the joke as Mitch Hedberg
no, I think
describing
that's the, appeal.
The Mitch
that's,
Hedberg joke.
That's my appeal is I'm a really good copier, but I'd always get
I'm really
the words
good at
right.
That's fucking brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Because you're the one that looks like Mitch Hedberg, not me. I look like Owen Wilson. That's a rule.
All the time.
Billy?
Always. I look like Owen Wilson.
Well, I was told
no
that.
No one else can.
Billy, Andy has described your look. Can you describe Andy's look?
On Mary's
Andy's
tit.
Look?
Yes, can you describe Andy's look?
Huh? Andy looks like a blonder, way better looking shorter haired Alexi Lalas. And he, I'm sure he's heard it a thousand times.
I'm not very good at soccer, though.
But he's tall and he's got the thin face, the bigger, like the curlier hair. He looks like Alexi Lalas.
Is Alexi Lalas a made up name?
He has red hair, though. He's a soccer
player. No, it's just a weird reference.
He's got red hair? For,
yeah, he's redheaded.
For whoever would listen to this podcast, they probably wouldn't understand it. Billy he was a soccer player for the U.S. national team in the mid-90s.
You know who I would want to be if I could ever be a soccer player? Like Zidane. How cool was it when he headbutted that guy? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm not even English, but I feel it right now.
I like how.
Wait, what was that soccer player's name?
I don't remember if it's his first name or his last name, but one of the names is Zidane.
Zidane?
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Alexi
Lalas.
Alexi
Lalas.
Alexi Lalas. That's an American.
He's redheaded, like, though. You're like way off, Jesus.
No, I'm saying he was redheaded. He had longer hair, but you both have that thin face. You're tall, skinny, soccer player.
Are you like Kurt Cobain? You're wearing flannel. You're like, you're fucking Kurt Cobain right now.
I'm not by that.
Mitch Hedberg. Because I don't know any Kurt Cobain songs except.
Going back to soccer, though, I think one of my favorite soccer players is Xena Warrior Princess.
Which team does she play for?
The winning one?
How did you know princesses. It was a she?
Or he?
Yes, he.
I think when you said princess, Xena the Warrior Princess, he there's not many he's that are princesses. Well, all right, let's not fucking say there's not he princesses, but.
He plays for USA. USA Network.
USA Network.
Oh, my God. That's, like, so deeply corny. It's
sometimes
ridiculous.
You
got
to play for a network.
Like, you have to think about that. But at the same time, it's ridiculous.
Does he play soccer?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Stay tuned for the second part of the podcast, also downloadable at themensscrapbookingclub.com or on iTunes. In the second half of this recording of the podcast, a real human being dies. Not really.